President Bush says he favors keeping Great Lakes water in the Great Lakes. He said so this summer during a campaign stop in Traverse City, Michigan.
My position is clear. We're never going to allow diversion of Great Lakes water.
And John Kerry says he's against diverting Great Lakes water. It's one of 6 points included in his recently released plan to clean up and preserve the lakes. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm discussed that plan in a conference call with reporters.
They are adamantly opposed to diverting water from the Great Lakes Basin. They will institute a no diversions policy for the Great Lakes. They will block any water diversion.
And while both the Bush and Kerry campaigns are promising not to let other states tap into the Great Lakes, they're accusing each other of going back and forth on the issue. Bush says back in February, Kerry referred to the diversion issue as a delicate balancing act. The next day, Kerry's campaign said the Democrat was absolutely opposed to diversions. The Kerry campaign says back in 2001, President Bush expressed support for diverting Great Lakes water to the southwestern United States. The president wasn't that specific about it, though he did say he'd be open to discussions about water with Canada's prime minister. Michigan's Governor Granholm says there's no immediate threat that Great Lakes water would be diverted, though she says it has to be a concern as the dry southwestern part of the United States continues to add people and members of Congress who might one day vote on such an issue. But some experts say diversion of Great Lakes water is much more likely to happen in areas closer to the lakes. They say diverting water to the arid southwest would cost too much. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.